shit happened.
So I was wondering, maybe if you could tax PGE and Nike and Intel, if you could actually...
test.
I still think that, you know, our state government should and will hear our voices.
So all the mics.
Is there a Marty Maloney in the room? Okay. Marty Maloney?
No.
Thank you.
No.
He's supposed to testify for 8:35.
Oh, okay. They probably left. Sorry.
As promised in the bond measure, the money is intended to repair or replace aging parks infrastructure. I always have to say that we've got another probably $400 million worth of repairs, so if...
About the background, we'll talk about the performance, and then we'll go into the investments and the transparency public involvement. The bond program is implementing 52 projects in two phases. In your bond annual report, you'll see there's a map. Which shows the investments. In year two, with input from the community, the bond team developed the phase two project list to spend the remaining bond funds on the 18 additional projects. In year one, we had 34 projects. The first 2 years of the bond established the foundational structure for the bond, including standards and phase one projects. In year three, we focused primarily on delivering the projects as the bond team continued to manage the project scope, schedules, and budgets. The program remains consistent with the bond language throughout the year. Major maintenance needs over the next 10 years in our community parks, community centers, and other facilities. The map also shows all along with all the bond projects, the projects that we're doing for with system development charges. These expansion projects funded by the system development charges are not part of the bond replacement program, but sometimes the two projects overlap, creating and leveraging funding sources. You can also see it's a very exciting time for parks with over $100 million in SDC funds allocated to be invested over the next 5 years or so. So at this time, I'd like to turn it over to Robin to talk about the performance.
Thank you. In this third year of implementation, several projects have moved forward through various stages of design, construction, and completion, while always maintaining consistency with the original language of the bond scope. And we've also utilized extensive mechanisms for tracking scope, schedule, and budget to make sure on a monthly basis that we're staying on track. At this time, all 52 of the bond projects are either underway or complete. We've completed 31 right now are currently underway, and 21 are fully complete. And again, the majority of the projects continue to stay within their originally defined scope. This is one of our strongest performance measures that we've been measuring the team with, simply fixing most of our urgent problems. Currently, five bond projects have had scope expansions due to leveraging the bond's investments by capitalizing on efficiencies where we can with SDCs, major maintenance funds, or private funding for extending our service while our project managers are working on the projects. Our schedule metric is also a positive one, with 24 bond projects on or ahead of schedule, and as I said, 21 that are completed. In this last year, the bond team has completed 13 in the last 12 months. We're really proud of that. Seven of our bond projects have experienced schedule delays for various reasons, including the really challenging construction climate that we have right now, with some contractors in demand and some bids not coming in at all, and some bids coming in very high. We've also faced some complex permitting and procurement requirements on a couple of our projects, and we have had some extended project schedules due to our desire to invest in increasing opportunities for MWSB contractors. Our project managers have taken some extra time with coaching and helping some of our newer contractors learn our system. The Bureau believes that investing this time and effort is worth it and results in a broadening and diversifying of the pool of contractors and also builds our capacity for future projects with the city. Our budget overview is, as of June 30th, the program has spent $28.1 million. We're still spending at a bit slower rate than we originally anticipated, and we're expecting with the next 13 projects coming on this year through construction, that's where all the money happens, and we'll be increasing our spending rates there. All of our projects are currently within their original bond budgets, except for two. Grant Pool had had a higher than anticipated construction costs, and due to an accounting error, Park Lane Lou was charged a little bit more than it should have. However, the overall project budget stayed within budget, as that project also had SDC funds assigned to it. And a graphic that you can see in our report, you'll see that our spending on administrative costs has gone down over the last 3 years. Right now, we are really excited to share the news that our administrative expenses are continuing to fall since year one, and currently our cumulative percentage of funds over the 3 years spent on administrative costs is at 5.1%. Original goals for the program were 10, so we're feeling really happy about that.
To what do you attribute that? That's great news.
Well, we were conservative when we started out, and we also had a lot of startup cost for administration. So that's why the administrative were quite high at the beginning when we were setting up the program.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you, and I want to thank Commissioner Fritz for making that a priority. And I think that's a huge statement around accountability. And I know that when people vote to support these bonds, we make representations around accountability, and the public expects us to uphold that accountability. You guys are doing a fantastic job.
So we have an excellent
staff. I didn't
want
that to be a footnote in today's presentation.
Well, thank you, Merritt. And Lauren is too modest to say so, but actually it's also because the staff work incredibly hard, and there's not really enough to do all of this work, and so they're all working massive amounts of hours and doing it willingly and with great skill. Mm-hmm. And so thank you very much to the entire team.
Yeah, thank you.
So I was just curious, are there particular types of projects that we're not receiving bids for, or are there still projects that we haven't received any bids for?
There have been a few. You may have heard at our last presentation, St. John's Roof, the first time we went out to bid, the bids were too high. We restructured the package, sent it back out to bid, and we got no bids. Roofing contractors were just too busy. Most recently, the North Park Block's playground project was a renovation. We went through the prime contractor development program, and no bidder showed up for our mandatory pre-bid, so we had to go out on the open market for that one.
We had them busy on lots of other projects.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of it's just that, again, that tight construction market.
Okay.
Yeah. Another good note is our investments. We're working not only to improve our parks infrastructure, but we're really investing a lot of money in the local Portland community with disadvantaged minority women and emerging small businesses, giving them a lot of opportunities to design these projects, to build them, and to help construct, or to design them and bid on them and help construct them. Our success rate with the DMWSB firms has been laudable to date. 31% of the value of our professional technical services has gone to these firms, and 39% of the construction dollar value has gone to these firms as well. And as a reminder, the city's goals are 20% for those numbers. Our bond team is also very proud and passionate about our park system, and we really want to share that with this with the public. With our initial bond work, the extensive outreach process helped garner bond support, thanks in particular to Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Fish. Building on these efforts, the bond team was engaged in a public outreach tailored to each of the bond projects. The numbers that you see on your screen, we can share these with you later. We've done quite a lot of outreach efforts, and these numbers show that, and those are also represented in the hard copies you have. We realize that our work around community engagement has to reflect our diverse community and what their needs and desires are. To help foster these efforts, we're ensuring that we're hearing from a broad spectrum of Portlanders. Our community engagement staff have involved community engagement liaisons. These are members of the community with ties to Spanish-speaking, Somali, Vietnamese, and Russian communities. And these specialists have helped assist us with our outreach, and translation for a lot of our playground renovation projects. Project-specific outreach has also been targeted to low-income and disability communities, and at open house meetings have been held in conjunction with Greater Portland cultural events such as Summer Free For All and New Year in the Park. Continuing through our transparency, our bond oversight committee continues to provide oversight for us. One member has changed in the last year. Chairperson Dion Jordan's term has ended, and he has resigned from the committee. A search for his replacement is underway. Our current committee includes John F. Colon, Karen Loper-Tracy, Zari Santner, Ken Richardson. This group has helped us a lot as we've gone through and grown the program. And in their annual report last year, their recommendation was to establish metrics that demonstrate the effectiveness of our efforts to be transparent with the community, engage with the public, feels like the process has been open and transparent, and that it welcomes participation. To address this suggestion, we are developing a targeted survey to measure how well our outreach and communication strategies have worked, and that survey will be available online at www.parksreplacementbond.org, and we'll have that up from mid-August till September 2018. And the Oversight Committee will also be visiting you again in the fall with their report on our work. So audits, those were a part of the bond measure as a requirement, and we, in order to ensure fiscal accountability, to meet this obligation, we've hired an independent firm to provide a performance audit of the bond activities. This audit will serve as a progress check on how well the program is operating and as a guide for future work to ensure that the efficient delivery of the identified bond projects. The audit is currently underway and is scheduled for completion this fall. I expect we'll be giving a report on that when that's ready.
Was there thought when we went before the voters to ask the city auditor to do the audit, or what was the thinking here?
I spoke to the city auditor about that, and they declined because of their workload at the time. And so she did help extensively, actually, with us in our RFP for the audit. Auditor selection, and also on the committee itself to select the auditor.
And who have we selected to do the work?
Harvey Rose.
And Harvey, and that's a...
Harvey, they're a professional firm in California, Harvey M. Rose.
Mm-hmm. I see.
They provide auditing service for a lot of government agencies on the West Coast.
Okay. And that was recommended by our city auditor, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sure.
So again, a lot of the bond projects have been well received with support from our three main stakeholder groups that have been involved in the projects: the public, our consultants, and our contracting community, as well as City Council. Our goals for MWSB utilization have been exceeded.